You're listening to Activating Enterprise, our series in which we find out how sometimes a life-changing event can become catalysts for positive change when it comes to career opportunities. In this episode, Ronan McGurk talks about his journey starting in IT to working with Trinity College Dublin in developing Irish language screen reading capability for NVDA to eventually working in civil service.
My name is Ronan McGurk and I'm blind and I live in Dublin. Currently I'm working in the civil service. I'm working in a service management area, so I manage things like customer complaints and I also manage the Irish language service. So I take calls in the Irish language and translate material for the website and so forth. For those who don't know, the Irish language is a minority language in Ireland, something similar to Scottish Gaelic. I've been in the civil service now for 5 or 6 years, and I started off in the IT area in information systems. When I left school, I was interested in science. I didn't have a very clear idea at that stage of what I wanted to work at, but perhaps teaching or lecturing or perhaps working in a laboratory. I was at college in University College Dublin, and I did a degree in chemistry and maths. And as I was progressing through the degree as an undergraduate, my sight was beginning to deteriorate, and it had got quite bad by the time I was in my final year, and I realised that I would need to be thinking about perhaps a different change of career. I managed to scrape through the degree just about. I was finding it quite hard to read at that stage, and after that, after doing some investigation through the National Council for the Blind here in Dublin, I discovered that people at that stage, and this has gone back several years, the main areas for people with a scientific background for blind people were at the time were physiotherapy and computer programming. And at that stage, I had done a little bit of computer programming as part of the science course, but it was pretty, by today's standards, very primitive stuff, punch card machines, programming in Fortran. At least I felt that I could understand it. If there was a way for people with no sight to do programming, I felt it would be something I could probably do. My sight had been deteriorating slowly. It's a condition called retinitis pigmentosa. And initially, it hadn't been clear to me just how bad it would get, because at the time, I think it was thought to be best practice to assure people that it probably wouldn't get much worse, you know, even though it eventually dawned on me that it was deteriorating quite badly and I probably would progress to being very poor. And I think the main challenge would be a knock to my self-confidence and feeling, do I feel that I could do some work, and you know, what sort of a job could I do? And I didn't know much at the time about the kinds of job blind people worked at. I had a vague notion that there were blind people in Dublin working as computer switchboard operators in telephony, and I had some idea perhaps that was the only option at the time. Eventually it became clear I needed to learn Braille, and I needed to get very quick at Braille. There was a test at the time, and the RNIB were running to go on a programming course that you had to be able to read Braille at 50 words a minute. So it was, for me, a standing start of not knowing what Braille was to get to 50 words a minute. Initially, it seemed a bit daunting, but having a clear focus of what I needed to do, I think, really helped quite a lot. I worked for several years in a bank in the IT area, and I used various different technologies over the years. But sometime, I think it was around the year 2010 or thereabouts, I started using the NVDA synthesizer. And at the time, even back then, it turned out to be a little bit better at certain websites with Mozilla Firefox than the JAWS screen reader, which I had been using. And one of the things I did when I got NVDA first was to look at the eSpeak synthesizer and look at the set of languages that it supported. And at the time, there was no possibility of screen reading with the Irish language. I discovered that eSpeak, whilst it sounded very robotic, was a free open source synthesizer. And the online documentation suggested that it was a number of blind people who weren't skilled linguists, who were more interested individuals, had developed some of the language implementations. So I began to wonder, might it be possible for me to develop an Irish language implementation myself for eSpeak. Granted, it would be robotic in nature, but at least it would get me to a stage where I could read. So I made contact with the eSpeak developer, Jonathan Duddington, who is very helpful. And over a period of several months, 2013, eventually, I finally got it implemented fully in production on eSpeak. And that enabled me to be able to read Irish language text off the computer screen. Now, there were other things that needed to be done as well, which I worked on later. One of them was Irish Braille and implementing the Irish Braille code into free open source software to work with a screen reader. And another point as well is the concept of software localization. I set up a project to work on the implementation of an Irish language locale for NVDA. That meant translating the various messages that would appear on the screen and also translating all the things that the screen reader says. Because when a screen reader is reading the screen, it doesn't just read the things that are written there. It says other things like link, button, combo box. When I left working in the bank, I moved into work as a research assistant in Trinity College Dublin, and I worked in the phonetics and speech laboratory with the team that had developed the Irish language synthesizer, which is a more natural sounding voice than the rather more robotic computer voice of eSpeak. And the sort of things I'd like to see in future would be to continual improvement. Obviously, for English, the English language in synthesizers or major world languages has been done for, you know, decades. I remember the first English language speech that I used was in 1983. So it goes back a very long way. We don't have the same level of history and capability in the Irish language. And so I think there's room for continual improvement in the quality of the speech. Separately then, there's the question of integrating it, implementing it on smartphones and other devices. Also then there's things like voice recognition. There is a project underway on voice recognition, again, in Trinity College Dublin. So if you think nowadays of things like Siri or Amazon Echo or, you know, Alexa and various systems we talk to, we expect them to understand. I'd like to see that level being available in Irish as well. I didn't think at all I was going to end up in computing in the first place. And then I didn't think I was going to end up in Irish language technology either. So it just goes to show how things change over the time. And when opportunities come up, it's fortunate if you're in a position to be able to follow them. I found the most interesting people to talk to were other blind people who were pursuing interesting or different approaches. I certainly talked to as many people as possible. The important thing to remember is you certainly can get a job or change your career. There's no doubt about that. It can certainly be difficult, but you certainly can. The thing I found hardest was to try to boost my own self-confidence. And I found that the way that happened for me was by focusing on gaining new skills. So in my case, early on, it was learning Braille, learning to type, and learning to walk with a long cane. The great thing was, once you can see yourself improving at anything, I think it's a huge boost. Look at what skills you need to develop, and in particular, look to try and build up a set of contacts with people working in areas that might be of interest to you. There's nothing like being able to speak to somebody else working in a similar area as yourself to spark a lot of new ideas. I was one of the first people to start working in IT in Ireland, and maybe 5 years after I started working, I set up with a group of other blind people in Dublin, a user group for blind people working in IT. Now, you have to remember, that was back in the 1980s. That was before the internet, before email. Synthetic speech was only starting. It was extremely difficult to find out information. So getting together with other people and people you could phone and ask them questions, I found was the best way to try and make progress.
Ronan McGurk sharing his story on our Activating Enterprise series. Over the next weeks, we'll be sharing more stories like this one here on RNIB Connect Radio. If you would like to get in touch and share your own employment journey, the challenges, the successes, and everything in between, get in touch. Email radio@rnib.org.uk.